It started in March of 2003, not long after President George W. Bush signed a law creating the Department of Homeland Security. Customs and Border Protection brought together law enforcement from all over the government with a mission of protecting national security through safe trade and travel. That's something Field Operations Chief Thomas Winkowski says just wasn't happening in the best way possible.
When I came in this agency, it took three port directors to run a port of entry. One from customs, one from immigration, and one from agriculture. And these people look at me like, why would you ever have a system like that? That was just a system that was out there.
So Winkowski says CPB set out to change the system in large part by changing how it secures the borders.
What the creation of Customs and Border Protection has enabled us to do is to have a unified border management strategy and a border approach that lends itself to many of the recommendations from the 9/11 Commission, as well as our primary mission of preventing dangerous people and dangerous things coming to the United States. We've played a leadership role in creating an organization and in changing a culture in an organization from three different departments with three different ways of looking at borders to creating a culture of a single border agency. And from that, you can grow and innovate and implement, I think, approaches that fit in with the 9/11 Commission.
Today, the Border Patrol has more than 17,000 agents on the southwest border, which is a 95% increase since 2001. In all, CPB employs more than 45,000 people. And Winkowski says getting those people to work together has been a challenge.
We really changed how we inspect and the individuals coming over from legacy agencies. I came over from the Customs Service, and this is a big shift for people. But we spent a lot of time. We spent a lot of time dealing through the issues with our employees from the standpoint of why this was important and why our strategy was the strategy that we really needed them to embrace. And they did. So there's a people piece of this. We're well over the hump on that now.
Winkowski says 9/11 exposed the need to get information about people entering the U.S. earlier, so the agency created what it calls a national targeting center aimed at identifying high-risk air travelers on their way into the country.
That facility has grown tremendously. The level of expertise and the coordination with the other government agencies, such as the FBI and the Coast Guard and state and locals and obviously ICE and other entities, provide for a coordinated effort from the standpoint of passenger processing, targeting, and coupling that with sophisticated systems and sophisticated software with the right men and women with the right skill sets to target individuals prior to departure and prevent them from boarding aircraft into the United States.
Part of the push to prevent dangerous people from entering the U.S. includes the Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative. It standardizes the documents required to leave and enter the U.S. and goes along with a recommendation by the 9/11 Commission. Winkowski says it makes things a whole lot easier for law enforcement to do its job.
We had over 8,000 different types of documents that could be presented to an officer on a land border to establish their identity. And obviously, from a standpoint of being able to verify those people, from the standpoint of not having pitches, from the standpoint of being able to manipulate those documents, we're very, very vulnerable. We were able to make massive changes on the southwest border and the northern border, and really bringing it from thousands of documents down to a handful of documents that are issued by the government.
That, says Winkowski, means federal agents can more quickly identify possible threats to national security. He says the shorter list of acceptable documents also relies on technology.
It enabled us to also modernize our lanes so these documents can be read by an RFID reader. And what that enables us to do is to cut off 10 to 20 seconds per individual, thus reducing wait times. So that was a major initiative, and it's right in line with the 9/11 commission from the standpoint of making sure that we don't accept all types of paper documents and birth certificates that could be easily manipulated.
While the Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative focuses on passengers, Customs and Border Protection has also beefed up screening for U.S.-bound ocean cargo. The agency now requires cargo carriers to send manifests before a ship sets sail. Winkowski says that didn't happen before 9/11.
We know 24 hours prior to cargo being laden on a vessel overseas and what that cargo is, where it's going, where it's been, who the consignee is, and all the other information that we need in order to make a targeting determination of do we allow that cargo to go on board that vessel, or do we deny that cargo going on board that vessel until we get additional information.
CPB has also built a network of 300 monitors that can look inside cargo containers without anyone having to physically open them. Winkowski says all cargo goes through radiation detectors and agents wear portable detectors on their belts. The agency is also beefing up partnerships with other countries, adding CPB officers to ports in more than 30 countries.
What those officers do is working with the host government when high-risk cargo is identified, before that cargo is put onto a vessel destined for the United States. We, in conjunction and coordination with the host government, conduct inspections. So the idea here is to push the borders out, mitigate any type of risk overseas before that cargo gets on board an aircraft, on board a vessel, and departs for the United States.
Winkowski says perhaps the most important post-9/11 change is a unified agency whose main job is to lock down the country's air, land, and seaports of entry. In Washington, I'm Ruben Gomez, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.